Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State and the American Redoubt. Brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. About our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ. About not ending in prayer, but also moving to action. About the gospel of the kingdom. Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the humble. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. I want to address a couple of things right off the bat today. First of all, looking forward to Major General Paul Vallely coming on the show here later to talk about what's happening with China and some of the things that have just now been exposed regarding China. I'm going to go through one thing during the briefing. Number two, I want to talk about what happened on the last show. A lot of people very concerned. It sounded like as the feed quit, two gunshots in the background, unfortunately. There was a catastrophic failure, apparently, at the Telos servers online. So it cut the feed between the two studios. And so that's what you heard. They have since fixed it, and the folks at Telos are awesome. They always are all over these kind of things, but very ill-timed that happened right then. And we were absolutely unable to physically reconnect as their servers were completely down. So that's what happened last time. I want to talk about something, too, that happened today that some people may not find encouraging, but that really is encouraging in a whole bunch of different ways. Today, the pretender has decided to declare war on the American people. And those words are not too strong. They're probably not strong enough. His quote during his speech was this: "It's not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you." And then he went on to say that his job is to protect all Americans. When in fact, actually, the President of the United States takes an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, and his job is to protect and defend our God-given, unalienable rights. So yes, Mr. Pretender, it is very much about freedom. This is not an emergency by any legal definition. They try to just claim it is, but you got to actually prove it. The burden of proof is on them to show an emergency. Not 99.9 or 99.5% survival rate, depending on the demographic, for the vast majority of Americans. That's literally not an emergency by definition. And also, there is a principle in the law going back to the common law and the recognition of that by Sir William Blackstone in his commentaries on the laws of England. that there can't be an emergency that lasts in perpetuity. In other words, there can't be an emergency forever. And you can't use emergencies to eviscerate the Constitution of the United States. Supreme Court's been very clear on this. Because the Constitution was written in an emergency for emergencies and can never be destroyed because of emergencies. And the Constitution does not give us rights. We don't have constitutional rights. We have constitutionally protected rights. I'm going to say that again. We do not have constitutional rights. We have constitutionally protected rights because our rights are God-given. They're unalienable. They come from God. Unalienable. You can't put a lien on them. You can't take a little part of it away. They are unalienable. And what he is doing right now is quite literally trying to throw the Constitution in the garbage can. And he's trying to do it for this globalist agenda. This agenda that just seeks to use every mechanism of control possible to subjugate people. This agenda began back with the socialist circle. And even before that in France, with the start of the idea that there could be a small group of people, and it goes all the way back to the beginning when Satan rebelled, but we're going to stay with France for right now. In modern times, when there was a group of people who thought they could control the entire world. And literally, their premise was, we need to destroy all beliefs. We need to destroy all morality, all religion, all private property, all families, all national borders. And you can read about this in the second chapter of the Communist Manifesto. Very clear. And so what the pretender is doing now is essentially trying to put a stake through the heart of the American Republic. And he wants to, and I'll get to the specifics of it here in a second, he wants to enslave tens of millions of people by saying this: either do what he says or you lose your job. Either do what he says or you're going to be fined. Even though the President of the United States, as the executive, has no direct authority over an American citizen, that only should come through laws, which is only the purview of the legislative branch. And so what we're seeing right now is a massive abuse of power, especially when he has not shown, number one, an actual emergency. Number two, the least restrictive methods narrowly tailored to achieve the aims that he's talking about. This is clearly unconstitutional. You can't just have a broad swath of everybody's got to do this or. Because the Nuremberg trials after World War II laid it out very clearly that you cannot be subject to a medical procedure, treatment, experiment, unless you give your consent. And so you can't force consent. That's called coercion, okay? You can't coerce people into doing this. And what he doesn't realize right now, and I want everybody to hear this across Patriot Radio Land, the American readout, and beyond. We have listeners from New Zealand, Australia, Europe, especially our good friends in Eastern Europe and Poland and Hungary that have been really fighting the good fight over there. I want you to hear this. When he says 100 million people have to do this, or those 100 million people should just say no, what's he going to do then? Close every hospital down? Close every military base? Close every police department? Well, actually, that might be their agenda, their real true agenda, because that's the agenda of communism, to foment chaos. And this is an attempted communist revolution in this country. Make no mistake about it. And so what we need to do as Americans is stand up and say, no. What pastors need to do right now from the pulpit is say, no, we are not going to do this. We're not going to give up our freedom. We're not going to sit there in the corner hiding behind a massively twisted interpretation of Romans 13, which, by the way, and I loved when I heard this the first time. That was Adolf Hitler's favorite verse, and it was the Founding Fathers' favorite verse. Who was right? Well, very clearly in the original Greek, hyperkousios, the highest authority, we must obey God, Acts 5:29, rather than man when the two conflict. And right now, that is exactly what's happening. But the Achilles heel of these tyrants is that they don't have enough people to enforce all this stuff unless people at the local level, at the state level, acquiesce to it. So the answer is really simple. Just no, we're not going to do that. They're threatening money now? No. And in fact, states should resurrect the idea of the bill that we ran a long time ago called the federal tax escrow account. Most people don't know that the states actually collect a lot of tax money for the federal government. And so if they want to cut money off on one, maybe they don't get it on the front end, especially if they're acting in an unconstitutional manner. Now, some people might think that that sounds radical, but actually that was the system before the 17th and 16th Amendments. And you can go read that history later if you would like. Quite literally, states would recall their senator if they believed that the federal government was doing something wrong, and they would not cut the check. And it was a massive good check on an out-of-control federal government. Because the federal government is an agent of the states, not the other way around. That's how it was set up originally. That's how it should still be. That's the whole purpose behind the 10th Amendment and the 9th Amendment. And you can read about this in something called the Preamble to the Bill of Rights. Most people have never even read the Preamble to the Bill of Rights. Go home and read it tonight. It'll take you 10 minutes. The Preamble to the Bill of Rights makes it crystal clear. It's supposed to be limited government. And so the pretender right now has not counted on the millions, the tens of millions of Americans that have stood up and said no. 3,000 people were on the streets of Spokane here a couple weeks ago, here on the 25th of September down at Riverfront Park at the Clock Tower, 10 a.m. all day, all the rest of the day. There's going to be triple that number. We're going to see 10,000 people down there. I think people have just enough. And what the pretender is doing is quite literally trying to create a crisis in healthcare. Because I know how many nurses do not want to do the vaccination. I know how many police, and I don't know the exact number, but I know the rough percentage, know how many other first responders, DOT employees, across the board have had enough. They just need to stand up and say, no, we're not going to do that. Thank you very much. And there is a precedent for this besides Acts 5:29. In the military, we actually had an affirmative duty to not obey an unlawful order. In other words, to disobey an unlawful order. And that is what we need to do now. This is unlawful. It is unconstitutional. It is immoral. And it is not for the sake. I mean, literally, the pretender is doing everything to try to destroy the United States. Like every policy decision, it seems that he is making, save for a very few, seem to be aimed at destroying the United States. He's doing exactly the wrong thing at exactly the wrong time. And so we as Americans, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And therefore, right now, as a check in the system, people need to stand up and say no. And now from the front, your daily intelligence briefing. I'm going to start with history, a historical front, if you will. September 8th, 1390, the Battle of Kulikovo. Most people don't even know what that is. Kulikovo, where's that? Well, it's in Europe, but it's in modern-day Russia. Where the Russian prince at that time, Prince Dmitry of Moscow, stood against the so-called Golden Horde and fought back, won against this Mongol Tartar conquest, which, by the way, had Islam involved, and pretty well saved Western civilization. Interestingly, on the same day, in 1565, the Great Siege of Malta essentially ended. Now, it didn't officially end until September 11th. Interesting. But it was, again, a massive defeat of Islamic armies trying to invade Western civilization and destroy Western civilization. Most of you don't know that September 11th, 1683, the Siege of Vienna, or the Battle of Vienna, September 11th and 12th, resulted in the greatest defeat of Islamic armies, where they were effectively driven out of Eastern Europe. So these dates are very important. That's why terrorists chose September 11th, because they wanted to avenge the date of their greatest defeat. And also, that's why it's been orchestrated this year to demoralize the United States on the 20th anniversary of September 11th. So it's important to understand these historical context of the Battle of Kulikovo, the Great Siege of Malta, and the Siege and Battle of Vienna, where the great Polish general Jan Sobieski, and Polish king, with his winged hussars, came down and destroyed the Islamic army, along with elements from Hungary, Northern Italy, Czech Republic, Austria, of course, countries that today are forming the nucleus of fighting back against what is happening over there. That brings us to the next thing on the international front. After stabbing seven people, an ISIS terrorist shot dead in New Zealand. Coming to us from Deb Kafal. So this wasn't just some random attack. This was somebody acting out jihad in New Zealand. Couldn't get a gun, but could try to stab seven people to death. And if you don't understand Sharia law and the fact that that is what is called for by ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood and Iran, this central theme, they're just following Sharia law. Also on the international front, coming to us from the Epoch Times, pro-Beijing operatives try to mobilize Asian Americans to protest. An expansive pro-Beijing influence operation has sought to sow division around the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party virus. And the network initially began in 2019, focusing on discrediting Hong Kong pro-democracy protests. This came out from a security analysis and report called the Mandiant Threat Intelligence Firm. It put out this report detailing and the Chinese Communist Party was trying to do these influence operations all over the United States. Well, we kind of already knew that. We've been talking about it on this show for now a year. But now it's official, I guess. Also interesting on the international front, and I'm going to post this one up on Facebook, but more importantly, Gab, and the rest of the alternate, and I should say real social media networks. Coming to us from Gateway Pundit, the beginning of China's economic collapse, Largest issuer of China's commercial paper, Evergrande, is facing bankruptcy, entire world economy likely impacted. Now, this, a lot of people haven't probably even heard of this today. But the Hong Kong listed firm has run up a mountain of liabilities and debt totaling over $300 billion. And this is the Chinese property giant. Now, over the last 2 days, there have been two credit downgrades amid concerns that it will default on parts of its massive $3 billion debt pile. Now, just this year, its share prices have tumbled 75%, but fell by almost 10% on Thursday. Now, Evergrande issues commercial paper, in other words, unsecured IOUs, to pay its debts. This could have massive implications, and I want to say this as well. The globalists will not hesitate to collapse the U.S. economy or the world economy if they think they're about to lose their objectives. I think a lot of the massive backlash, people standing up saying no more, standing up and saying enough is enough, I think it has them worried. I think so. Why we're starting to see part of this. Now, moving on to the national front. Unfortunately, we have to talk about the pretender a little bit today. This is literally the very definition of tyranny. But he is going to try to use the Department of Labor to rule that companies with more than 100 employees will require vaccinations or once per week testing for their workers. Now, here's what I would do if I was the owner of a company. Just break your company up as far as paperwork is concerned, legal paperwork. Could you do that? Could you have then, I don't know, 95 employees? Could you legally do that? Yeah, you could do that. They could downsize so that they could avoid to do this. Break their company up into separate divisions. Absolutely. But in addition to that, 17 million healthcare workers at hospitals and other institutions that participate in Medicaid and Medicare programs. And see here, I'm going to stop here for a second. I have been seeing, and I'm not, this isn't, I told you so, but this has been on the radar screen for well over three decades. And going all the way back, if you read some writings, seven decades, that they would try to use federal money as the string eventually to hook in tyranny. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. So based on Medicare and Medicaid programs, they're saying now that 17 million healthcare workers, hospitals, and other institutions must be vaccinated against their will. Whew. It's going to be an interesting here winter. Another part of this, moving on to the next thing on the national front, coming to us from WorldNet Daily. And that last one was from Populist Press. WorldNet Daily has an article about how Biden is politicizing America's military schools. This is interesting. Now, the purge of the military that's been going on is now going to the military schools. President Biden unleashed a wave of demands for resignations and firings of leaders appointed to serve and advise at America's military schools, demanding that they must adopt his values in order to be qualified to serve. So what, again, we're seeing is a purge of the last real solid institution. They went after the police last year. They're going after the military this year. And they will continue to attack the values of these institutions. To put an exclamation mark on this, The New American has an article today by Veronica Kirilenko. Quote, National Archives puts harmful language alert on U.S. founding documents. I kid you not. Harmful language alert labels have been placed on top of the web displays, web pages displaying the scanned versions of the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And here, It says the content may reflect racist, sexist, ableist. I think they're starting to make stuff up now. Demonstrate bias and exclusion in institutional collecting and digitization policy. They're still trying to destroy history, and they took down the statue of Robert E. Lee as well. Just trying to destroy history as they do this march through the institutions. What do we do? Well, we stand up right now as Americans and defend the Republic. We understand, coming to us from Technocracy News, that the U.S. Navy has successfully invented a special electronic device that is designed to stop people from talking. It's a form of non-lethal weapon. The new electronic device effectively repeats a speaker's own voice back at them and only them while they attempt to talk. I'm going to post that one up too. We are seeing a continued degradation of the logistics system in America as transportation capacity wanes while prices continue to increase. Continued Chinese propaganda. Continued shortages on raw materials and key components. Continued manufacturing shutdowns in China. And then increased demand on top of it. It is like they, right now, it is not like they are literally trying to collapse. I'm sorry for saying literally too much, but that's the only word I can think of. They are actually trying to do this right now. And everybody listening to the show needs to be very serious about it. We need to stand up as Americans and say enough is enough. And we need to throw out every single elected official, throw them out of office, that has been siding with the pretender, siding with his policies. I don't care if it's a library district. They all need to go because they don't reflect America. They're actually trying to destroy America. Now, some of them, people will say, well, they're just so good, such nice people. It is so important to understand what is happening right now is intentional. It is planned. This is not an accident. These are Harvard and Yale graduates. They are not stupid people. This is planned. It is all intentional. And we as Americans, when we're faced with this, we do the right thing. We stand up and say, enough is enough. We get those people out of office. We start becoming self-reliant at the local level. We create regions of freedom around this country. And we just say, no, you don't get to do that. And I, again, I'm going to really put this out here. I think that the book, The Great State by Shelby Gallagher, hit the nail on the head. You're going to see states now banding together to defend themselves against the federal government and the pretender in this tyranny. But the people need to be on the ground saying, yes, we're behind you. Stand up for freedom and for liberty. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for us. And make sure you go to Gab, MeWe, Getter, at Matt Shea. Follow me on those platforms. Share them with your friends and family. And if you have to, Patriot Radio US on Facebook. And also remember, Patriot Radio is on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and Amazon. And broadcast every evening. Tuesday, Thursday, anyway, 9 p.m. as a replay of the broadcast earlier in the day across the entire ACN network. Thank you again, everybody, for listening. It's my honor to introduce once again here on Patriot Radio, retired Major General Paul Vallely, who has been fighting the good fight for a very long time. It is great to have you back on the radio, sir. How are things going?
I'm getting voicemail.
Okay. Well, I want to talk quickly then about the intentionality of what I was just saying. I want to go through each instance of this. And John Guandolo at Understanding the Threat did a fantastic job outlining this. The intentionality of the Marxists has been happening for a long time. But just take the last 5 years. When Democrats joined agents of foreign powers to illegally conduct electronic surveillance on the President of the United States, aka Donald Trump, they did that intentionally. When Nancy Pelosi impeached the president with no evidence, it was an intentional thing. When they investigated yours truly, spent $100,000+ of taxpayer money, invented stuff, used newspaper articles as the center of their investigation, that was intentional. They couldn't stop. They couldn't stop it. They can't stop it. They can't stop the spread of the truth. When key elected officials, major business owners, mandated the wearing of masks, after over four decades worth of scientific studies revealed masks are useless in the circumstances they wanted to use them. In other words, it's like a chain link fence trying to stop a mosquito. That was intentional. They got together, they intentionally went against four decades of science. When all the legacy media ran false stories about COVID-19, used fake footage, lied in their stories, that was intentional. They didn't accidentally do that. When those same media outlets tried to portray those wanting to follow Sharia law as peaceful, and that Al-Qaeda and ISIS were somehow radical, they were doing it a different way, it just wasn't true. It was disinformation. When Hillary Clinton took unsecured electronic devices containing secret and top secret information to foreign nations, and knew that foreign intelligence services in those nations were stealing that information, that was intentional. This is a fantastic article. You got to see this from Understanding Threat.
I got it, Matt.
And then the last quote, when she was caught with it, and the FBI director even admitted that Hillary Clinton had violated the law, but it's failed the prosecutor, that was also intentional. And it's time for we the people to be the government of this country again. Major General Paul Vallely, retired. Thank you so much for joining us on Patriot Radio. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, Matt, I'm doing fine. And I've been doing a lot of interviews in Afghanistan. So it's just disgraceful what's happening, Matt.
It is, and I want to talk about this. We'll talk about the China influence over there kind of toward the end, but I want to talk about now. Sure. Can you tell the listeners what's happening on the ground in Afghanistan with American citizens and some of our allies?
Well, it appears some of the planes, I'm not sure about Nasir al-Sharif. We had five planes up there. The State Department basically told the pilots, if you take off, we're going to take your license away from you. That would not permit them to leave. Probably coordinated that. As they say, they're coordinating everything with the Taliban. Evidently, from Qatar left full today. So it looks like they're attempting to evacuate more and more Americans out. But, you know, everyone I saw getting on that airplane today was dressed in Afghan garb. I really didn't see what I would call an American dressed the way an American would. So, there's just no excuse for this. We ought to have these generals court-martialed for the way they've handled this withdrawal. And we don't know how many still over there. They say 100 to 100,000. That's terrible that we can't track and not know where our American citizens are located, particularly over there where you have to get in, you have to register your visas. You know, there's all sorts of ways how you can track people.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this withdrawal. It really seemed to me that they made an intentional decision to allow this thing to collapse. I can't imagine that Taliban driving straight down the highways, and I'm using that term in quotation marks, in Afghanistan could not have been stopped by U.S. forces to buy some time. I just can't believe that that's true. Can you tell a little bit about what you know about how the withdrawal happened, how they came up with this? Was this intentional? Who bears responsibility for some of this stuff? And I know that it's not as fruitful casting blame right now, but I think Americans are owed an explanation of who the rose was pinned on and who failed in this evacuation.
Well, General McInerney and I and other intel people that are professionals and retired, the information we've gathered now is that there was a meeting in Doha, Qatar, with the administration representatives there, probably State Department types, with the Taliban. And the Chinese basically influenced the situation. The agreement was made, and they did pass money on from what we gather, or what we've got from intelligence, to the Taliban in that meeting this past spring. And at that meeting, they agreed to give up Bagram, and they agreed that they would move and withdraw out of Karzai International. All of that coming together now makes more sense that it was so perfect the way the Taliban just rolled across the country. And then the president of Afghanistan conveniently leaving very early on with a lot of money. What happened, we think now, is intentional. And if it in fact was as we think it is, believe it is, this is treason to the highest order of the administration officials, Pentagon, intelligence people, as well as the members of the State Department and Biden himself. That's how serious it is. $80 billion worth of American equipment, taxpayers' money, basically turned over now to the Taliban, but we understand, as I reported last week, China now will take over Bagram Air Base as their center of operations and logistical support for their Silk Belt Road Initiative that they're continuing to do, and they'll also begin the mining of mineral resources out of Afghanistan.
I want to key on that last part. This really is about rare earth minerals for China, and about the Belt and Road Initiative that they have going through there. And the Biden administration, the pretender, knew this. They knew that China wanted to do this, and here China within a week starts to waltz in there and make overtures and make announcements. I mean, this seems like a massive strategic defeat for the United States.
Well, absolutely. It's a surrender. And with the Chinese coming in as conveniently, you know this was pre-planned. This had to be pre-planned. This didn't happen by accident. And the Chinese will provide money to the Taliban. Afghanistan will be the new Emirates Caliphate, as we call it. We have China that will extend its Silk Belt Road Initiative. The United States has lost all credibility, respect throughout the world. Joe Biden, his cognitive powers have gone. He's diminished capacity as far as thinking. We know, in fact, that we got reports that Susan Rice, actually in the executive office building, is running things under the direction of Obama, and then Obama's under the direction of some other people. So we have the dismantling of America, Matt. So we've got to stand up. Every American, you've got to stand up and do something about it now. But we've got to remove this leadership from the White House. There's no doubt about it.
How can we... let me ask it a different way. What is the most effective way that we can do this right now? You know, the pretender came out today with these massive, draconian, tyrannical edicts that I don't even believe he has the authority to do. And just 100 million Americans, you have to do this. How do we push back on this stuff effectively right now?
The best way is to take the results of the audits in Arizona and the other states, convene the Electoral College again, and remove Biden from the White House and put President Trump back in. That's the most sinuous, that's the most legal way to do things. We know the election was a fraud, and only we can solve it at the state level through these audits that have been almost completed now, showing that it was, in fact, a fraudulent election. And also, it was hacked by the Chinese. The Dominion computers were hacked by the Chinese Communist Party. We know that, in fact, happened in Georgia. They have all the specifics on that. And so that's the most prestigious and legal way to do it, and have the Electoral College meet and then vote. Because if we use the 25th Amendment, because of the diminished capacity of Biden, that means Harris takes over. Another report that I heard, Matt, that she'll bring Obama in then as the vice president. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Well, I won't. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, this is what somebody proffered out in Washington, D.C. to me on a show, that they think that's the planning. But impeachment, you know what's going to happen there. We cannot wait. I keep telling people this. You get all these rhino Republicans, and Republicans say, well, the 2022 election, the 2024 election. Now, look at the damage to America in just the past 9 months. Look what could be done by the time election takes place in 2022. We've got China now potentially attacking Taiwan. The Chinese Communist Party knows that Biden is a wounded animal, that he probably would not support Taiwan. The Japanese and South Koreans believe that now. Iran is accelerating their Iran nuclear program, but thank goodness we have Israel watching them. But this global caliphate now out of Afghanistan with ISIS and Al-Qaeda gathering again. And though they may be different, they're Islamists, and they want to destroy the Western world. Don't lose fact. Don't lose that as a fact of what may happen.
I really see us steaming toward war right now on different fronts. And again, you know, a strong America deterred that under President Trump for years. And
yes,
we need to get back to that. I want to highlight Arizona very quickly. I've heard it's just been kind of radio silence down there. I've heard very little. What is going on the ground in Arizona that you know of? Are they going to come out with an official report, or is the report that they already came out with it?
No, it hasn't come out yet. They're in the final stages, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and then you've got Georgia, and what happened in Nevada. So that's all working still. I don't know the status. I'm not involved in it at all, but I understand that it has been truly validated that the election was taken fraudulently from President Trump, and he, in fact, won by as many as maybe 10 million votes.
Wow. That's incredible. And there has been a push for there to be leadership coming out of the flag officers. And I know that you're a part of that group. If you could tell the listeners a little bit about what the flag officers are doing and, you know, what we can expect here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, it was interesting. Before the election, there was a letter that went out by all the flag officers, generals, and admirals that were supporting Biden. We then formed a group, and we came out with a group of admirals and generals supporting President Trump. But now recently, General McInerney and I have had the pleasure of getting General Joe Arbuckle. We got to have him on your show to sort of take the lead on the retired generals and admirals. It's called FlagOfficersForAmerica.com. Flag officers with the number 4, FlagOfficersForAmerica.com. Go to that. You'll see the letters that we have put out. Now, and it was all over the news last week, by the way. All the TV media had the generals and admirals requesting that the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, resign. So we're doing everything we can to take leadership in the retired ranks, and we have more coming on what happened in Afghanistan.
How can we organize locally to help make these things happen? So when good state representatives in Arizona, for example, come forward, it's not just Arizona that's standing. We could stand and help support them across America.
Well, we don't have militias anymore that have any strength to stand up for the Constitution. So what's happening, we have the Patriot Guards being formed in each county of America. And that's 3,214 or 3,216 counties. I can never remember the exact amount. But there'll be 2,000 men and women signing up on rosters that will work with the sheriff. The sheriff can, in fact, deputize the Patriot Guards. Protection for the citizens and businesses against insurrectionists like Antifa, Black Lives Matter. Also, Sheriff Mack in Arizona forming the constitutional sheriffs. So the key thing about Patriot Guards, it's at the county level of the people and by the people. And each county has to form their own to stand up and protect our businesses. And if federal agents come in, they try to take our arms and ammunition away, then they'll be deputized, the Patriot Guards, and they'll place under arrest federal agents that violate the Constitution.
With the vaccination issue that came out today, it seems like there's a lot of pushback on that front. We had 3,000 people in downtown Spokane marching down the middle of the road on Monroe Street Bridge there here recently. And it was, I think, very encouraging to everybody that there are really a lot more of us than there are of them. We just need to stand together.
That's right. Yeah, well, I'm glad to see that Oregon sheriff stood up to your governor and said that he will not issue arrests for people that aren't masked or not vaccinated. And we spread that around. I can't remember his name right now. But again, everything's got to be done at the county level to stand up, because we've got to take this country back from the left-leaning communists that we have in our government now. So we're in trouble. We've not been through this before. But the tyrannical moves against the people, like, and I'll give you a story I got from West Point yesterday. But you have now Biden coming out mandating that all federal government employees and contractors, by executive order, have to get vaccinated. That's against the Constitution, and I've heard lawyers already come on. Dershowitz just came on and said that's illegal. That would have to be legislated for it to happen, not by executive order. West Point, the academies, now conditioned for critical race theory, mandatory vaccines. One of the young gentlemen that came in as a football player for Army, for West Point, resistance said, I'm not taking the vaccine. They told him, well, you're not going to be on any traveling squads. And so he says, I'm out of here. Evidently, the cadets are so confused and so irate up there, with many of them just being sheep going along with it, but others standing their ground. So you're going to see more decay in Annapolis, West Point, the Air Force Academy, as these mandatory mandates come down from the federal government. You see a lot more turmoil, man.
It seems like that is exactly the direction. And China is absolutely taking advantage of this right now, what's happening in America. And I want to shift gears back to China and Taiwan. There's been some in the news about this, but really the Chinese have begun in earnest to essentially prepare to invade Taiwan and also some neighboring countries. Can you give the listeners a picture of what's happening over there and what we should be watching out for?
Yeah, well, they've been exercising their air power and ships into airspace of Taiwan and into the waters of the islands of Quoh Boy and others. And so the threats have been there. The Taiwanese do it. The Taiwanese have very fine armed forces, by the way. And there is a mutual alignment with South Korea, Japan, and even India now, because the Chinese only have one friend over there, and that's North Korea. But if you don't have an alliance that's led by the United States, in the event that China would attack Taiwan, nobody has confidence that America will stand its ground and that Biden basically being compromised by the Chinese will do nothing. So they're very scared over there, a lot of fear. The Chinese general came out about 3 weeks ago and said, Japan, if you come to support Taiwan, we're going to nuke you. They have over 120 new nuclear silos in Japan, I mean, excuse me, in China now, many of those up in southern Manchuria. So the Japanese are preparing to exert their influence through the Silk Belt Road Initiative that we talked about, have more exclusivity at the Straits of Malacca, which go from the South China Sea over into the Indian Ocean. China has built ports and seaports as well as air in Pakistan. And Pakistan, by the way, has been a client of China for a very long time. And they're the ones that have supported the Taliban, not only in training in the Northwest Territories, but with money. So this whole deal that's going on now has been fostered in a great way by Pakistan. I said years ago, I don't know why the United States never leveraged the India more. One of the democracy over there, a great armed force, but we never leveraged India. It's like we didn't pay attention to them. But the Philippines are already upset. The Chinese have moved into their fishing waters. The Chinese are on the move. But the question is, I did hear that they probably won't do anything to Taiwan until after the Olympics. We're going to put that on hold because they don't want to get tarnished in any way in their conduct of the Olympics coming up. So there you go.
That's kind of a
line as best I can explain it.
Yeah, it's kind of a quick timeline. So in the last 2 minutes that we have left, where can people go to find out more information? Where can they go to get involved? And what do you recommend as news sources besides the site where you actually post a lot of things at Stand Up America US?
Yes, that's our main website, standupamericaus.org. We've done 22 analysis of China, the Chinese Communist Party, more than the CIA has done. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter there. It comes out every Saturday morning. We have a new radio show every Monday from, 12 o'clock Eastern time. I'll send you more information on that. Maybe I can get you to come on my show. That's going to be every Monday, 12 o'clock Eastern time. We're tied in and work with some 20 organizations in America. We have a China team. We have a Canadian team. We prepared strategic reports for the Pentagon to take down the cartels, which, by the way, is one of our biggest threats. It killed more Americans than all the Americans that we've lost in the Middle East. A lot of people don't realize that. And the Pentagon has no plan to neutralize the cartels.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you very much. And we are also partnering with Turning Point USA as well here. I'm coming up for September 25th for the big rally we're going to have in Spokane.
Great. Well, we're a big supporter of Charlie Kirk. I was on his initial board, by the way. And so we're still supporting them across the country as best we can.
All right. Well, I will be in contact. I want to talk more about the radio show. But thank you, General Valley, for coming on Patriot Radio today. Thank you for your analysis. Blessings to you. Keep up the fight. It's going to take all of us.
Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing.
All right. Major General Paul Valley, the Stand Up America U.S. Project, standupamericaus.org, standupamericaus.org. A lot of analysis there as well. And we've just seen this thing take a turn here in the last 2-3 weeks. We talked about this last spring that they were going to shoot for this time frame, September, October. And in fact, they've come out with a date, October 15th. Now, every time they come out with a date, it's never on that date. Okay, so I just want to be upfront about that. But this trajectory here in America, where the communists and the jihadis are aiming toward essentially a national shutdown of key industries, a national strike day. Longshoremen, farm workers, food processors, those are the industries I would really keep an eye on right now. As part of their strategy, they tried to infiltrate those way back in the 1970s. And it's not just those industries, but they tried, the communists, specifically the Chinese and the Russians, tried to infiltrate those industries for a moment in time in the United States where they could try to shut down everything and try to cripple the United States. Now we're seeing a date that is being posted across many of the communist organization platforms, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, some of these lesser known leaders of those organizations as well, October 15th. So right now, as Christians and Americans, we do not move in fear. Get your life right with Jesus Christ. Get your life right with the Lord. Make sure that you are self-reliant, that you can feed your family in a crisis. And stand up now, coming up September 25th, with all of your fellow Americans down at Riverfront Park, 10 a.m. at the clock tower. We're looking forward to having 10,000 people down there to stand up against this tyranny, not just coming from the pretender, but also from the governor's mansion in Olympia. It's time. Let's do this together. This is Matt Shea. Thank you once again for joining me on Patriot Radio today. Again, standupamericaus.org. Also, take a look and follow me on Gab, Getter, and MeWe at Matt Shea. May God bless all of you, and may he make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.